Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. And today we are talking about one of my favorite topics. It's that of public speaking and becoming a professional speaker. And the title today is called Become a Spectacular Speaker. So when we do public speaking, we don't just want to come into the game typical, average, so-so, right? We want to be great, and we want to get paid. Hello. And let me say this about going from free to fee. Even though I've been speaking now for well over 10 years, I still do pro bono work. You can choose at a certain point, I want to do pro bono work because this is a cause, this is a group, this is a conference, this is whatever, this is something that I want to do and contribute to. We'll talk more about that in another broadcast, because then we're talking about other ways to really make your fee or make money. There's other valuable things besides the fee. But we'll get into that another time. What I want to talk about is becoming a spectacular speaker. What are some of the core things that someone who's just beginning can start to do in order to establish a firm foundation for a successful speaking career? Number one, manage your mindset. Manage your mindset. You want to have a make it happen mindset. So a lot of people you've heard the statistics. More people are afraid of public speaking than they are of spiders, snakes, death. So it's pretty high up there. And I really believe that it is a mind game that people play with themselves. So they're scared that maybe there was an event at some point of their career. Maybe it was, having to get up in front of the congregation at church, and you fumbled over your words, and some, one of your little friends snickered and pointed, and you never recovered from that. There's all types of reasons, but all of it comes back to your mindset. So the first step in becoming a spectacular speaker is that you have to believe that you are a spectacular speaker. You have to believe that you are, that it's in you, and speak it as though it's already come to pass. You have to dare, I like to say dare and declare. You have to dare and declare. Dare yourself to become fantastic, fierce, fabulous, because it's inside of you. It's definitely inside of you. You just need to cultivate it and keep cultivating it and keep working at it, but it's in there. So profess that. I'm really a big supporter of affirmations. Make speaker affirmations. I am a spectacular speaker. I get invited to speaking events. I go live and have a great audience and great engagement. Whatever you want to do, all of these are saying it has happened, it is in place. I am, you're speaking from a place of victory, okay? Even though you may be just coming out of the gate as a speaker and just making your path and your way there, you have to start to operate from a place of victory, a place of conquering. So you can become a very confident, competent, and captivating speaker, and you have to believe that that's inside of you, okay? Even before it manifests itself, you have to believe in your mind that it's there. So that's number one, manage your mindset. Have a make it happen mindset. Yes, dare and declare that thing. Number two, this is so important, study the greats. Study the greats. Who do you see in the speaking space, in online, in your circle of influence? Maybe it's someone at work. Maybe it's someone at church. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's someone that leads a small group, a Bible study, whatever it is. Maybe it's a neighbor that's really engaging and captivating. Start to study these people who are engaging speakers, okay? Study other professional speakers. Study people. There is this wonderful thing on the internet called YouTube. And it's fantastic. And you can just go to YouTube.com and you can type in public speaking tips, professional public speakers, top professional speakers, history of public speaking, whatever. And you can see all of the greats from the beginning of time. And we know some of the more popular names. I always think of great public speakers, I think of some of our presidents. John F. Kennedy comes to mind right away. Theodore Roosevelt comes to mind right away. Abraham Lincoln. I think of some of the presidents. I also think of John C. Maxwell. I think of Les Brown. I think of Tony Robbins. I think of Lisa Nichols. I think of Oprah Winfrey. I think of these people that really stand up and stand out from the crowd and have really established a reputation for themselves as spectacular speakers. So study those people. Don't copy those people. I want to put that in there. Don't copy them, but do study them. Absorb and listen and look attentively. What do they do? What do they say? What types of stories do they tell? What's the ebb and flow, the rhythm, the meter, if you will, of how they speak and present? Because these are people that that are invited to speak at events and graduations and conferences and kickoffs and award shows and things like that. So these are people well established in their field. Study them, and study them with a pen and paper in mind, or in hand rather. And listen, I know that we have apps and people take notes on their phones. There's something about writing, listening and observing and writing it down on paper, pen to paper, that's going to have a spectacular effect on you and is going to help to cement it, I believe, even more so. But also when we're talking about studying the greats, absorbing the videos and attending. I go to conferences for personal and professional development, but I also go to look and listen to the keynotes and see what they do and how they do. And that's I always catch some little nuance or some little tactic or tip or something that they do that I found especially engaging or you know, like a I call it a platinum a platinum nugget that I want to try out in my next speaking engagement. So go to conferences. Go to meetings locally. Books are wonderful. There's lots of books that offer a lot of tips. Delatoro McNeil has a fantastic book. Fred E. Miller has some great material out there as well. Enjoying clubs. I'm a part of the Black Speakers Network, along with some other wonderful organizations that are really focused on helping people to become great speakers and helping people to build successful speaking businesses. So get amongst other people. Keep company and conversation with people who are looking to do exactly what you're looking to do. And that ties into our next one, and that's find an accountability. Number three is find an accountability partner, an accountability partner or coach and or coach. And sometimes your coach can be that person. It is important to plug into a community, as I said, number two, studying the greats. An accountability partner makes it a little bit more intimate or just a small group. Maybe there's two to three or four of you. Find an accountability partner, someone to guide and or coach you and push you as you pursue this fantastic goal. That really counts for a lot. Someone who knows the business of speaking and someone who can offer you some coaching and guidance and honest feedback about your progress, things that you could tweak, things that you could work on, and also the things that you're doing well. And then number four, last but not least, speak as often as you possibly can. Speak as often as you possibly can. Toastmasters is a great way to get, probably to find the community, the accountability. You may be able to get recommendations for a great speech coach, public speaking coach, communications coach. They're titled different things nowadays. But Toastmasters is a great place to learn the fundamentals of speaking and how to present different types of speeches and different types of presentations. It's really a wonderful organization to learn the fundamentals of speaking. I do want to emphasize that Toastmasters is going to teach you how to become a great speaker. It's not going to necessarily teach you how to build a great speaking business. And so it's important for you to understand that. If doing it as a career or as a side hustle, I like to call that your legacy work, it may not be the place to learn that, but to break free of your fear of public speaking and really build some confidence and competence in that area, it's going to be a great vehicle for you. I also recommend the Dale Carnegie Success Course. The Dale Carnegie Success Course. If you have not read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Mr. Dale Carnegie, please go and get that book and read that book, absorb that book. That is going to be fantastic. It's going to talk about how to connect in relationships, but also the Dale Carnegie course. Success course is what it's called, and it's available online. And I'm sure at the time of this recording, we are dealing with a major health pandemic with the coronavirus. And so I don't know that the course is being offered in person at this time, but I know that they do have that available online, and some workplaces will pay for their employees to take that training. It's 8 weeks. It's fantastically put together, fantastically run by Dale Carnegie certified success coaches. I have gone through the course. I've gone back to co-lead the course as well. And it's just a spectacular way to really develop some very fundamental skills in a shorter amount of time, a little bit more intense maybe than Toastmasters, and kind of from a different angle, but I highly, highly, highly recommend that. And then when I talk about speaking as often as you can, let's talk about YouTube. Let's talk about video, vlogging. You know, I started vlogging, started playing around with YouTube around 2011, but started to really do it consistently in 2012, 2013. I'd have to go back and look at some of those first videos. I want to say it was 2013, but I can look back at some of those old videos now and see my progress here in 2020. And, you know, it's like night and day. And I've never had a shy bone in my body. I can be quiet and reserved at times, but never shy. And so the camera, the stage, none of that, the mic has never been a problem for me. But yet, in doing vlogging and getting online, I have seen the progress, because there is a skill and an art to doing that. And again, the more often you do something, the better you're going to become at it anyway. And so 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, if you will dedicate yourself and be consistent and persistent, you're going to become a great speaker. But again, some of the other venues, you can do videos on YouTube. There's lots of other places, of course, to do video. You have, of course, your Instagram Live, your Periscope, which is paired with Twitter, your Facebook Live. Start a podcast. Just like this. I started this podcast Sailor for Success back in January of 2013. And again, you become better at things the more that you do them. You know, and I'm always looking to improve, always looking to learn and go and grow into my next level, yet and still. So look for ways to speak. And I do want to give a special shout out to live streaming, to Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Periscope, and the like, because that is a way for you to speak in front of a group, so to speak. You may not be able to see them, but they'll have the opportunity to interact. And so it helps you with the aspect of dealing with the unexpected as a presenter, as a speaker, being able to answer questions off the cuff, you know, about what you're talking about. And that's why, of course, you want to stay in your lane. You want to be really executing in your area of expertise. That's very, very, very important to do. So that's what I have, you all. So number one, we want to manage our mindset. Number two, we want to study the greats. Study the greats. Become a student. Don't copy, but be inspired. Don't copy, but be inspired by it. Number three, find a community, an accountability partner, and or coach. All three of those are very, very, very important people to push you, guide you, and encourage you. And then number four, last but certainly not least, speak as often as you possibly can, online, offline, wherever you can, small groups. Free for a fee, which whatever you can get in your schedule will allow, because number one, you're building up clientele and groups and things of that nature. People ask you to be guests on podcasts and so on and so forth. That's a fantastic thing, okay? And it helps you to gain more experience and more exposure, and you're going to be able to craft your skill. My dear friends, this has been Sharice Taylor, your Win at Work, Take It to the Top coach, and you've been tuned in to Tailored for Success. We've talked about becoming a spectacular speaker. I know that if you will begin to implement these steps today, there will be no time before you truly are a spectacular speaker. Until next time, remember to visit the website at www.IamTailoredForYou.com. I'll see you again soon. Your best is yet to come.